Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Live from Sydney, it's Thumb Cramps Abroad!
On the road again.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Introducing Joel Dusha.
Hello.
And co-host Jackson Bailey.
Hello.
Special guest Hayden Bleachmore.
Hey.
And musical guest Ruby Innes.
As he thrust his pelvis up one final time while simultaneously pulling Wario's spherical body down onto his monster, Wreck-It Ralph shot out a boiling hot load of thick, creamy, and absolutely putrid cum that was so mighty that it even pushed itself out of Wario's own wiener. Wario's pussy was entirely destroyed. It would take years for his hole to recover from Wreck-It Ralph's wreckage. He started to sweat Wreck-It Ralph's cum and was now covered in and unable to remove it from his body. He froze inside of a casing of Wreck-It Ralph's cum. Wreck-It Ralph passed out after the cum of all cums and didn't wake up for a trillion years.
Live from Sydney, it's Thumb Cramp! A video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping!
I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Hayden.
And I'm Ruby.
And today we're going to be looking at...
Mario Kart 8?
And other games.
Man, you guys froze on that, huh?
I thought Dusha was going to do it, and then he didn't, and then I got scared,
and
now
me and Ruby
here we are. Far out. Okay, I guess we'll start with Mario Kart. Cool.
Yeah, so first of all, congratulations, everyone. Today is Tears of the Kingdom release day.
Wow. Oh, it is.
That is. Congrats. Well done, everybody.
Congratulations. Everyone. We did it. Yeah. So I imagine like 80% of our audience is listening to this whilst playing that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody being like, I wonder what Thumb Cramps think about Tears of the Kingdom.
You'll find out next week.
We're going to review Mario Kart 8, a 7-year-old. That's funny.
So Hayden and Jackson, you're doing a joint review of this.
We are. Mm-hmm. Well, because obviously we are abroad right now. We are in Sydney. Very exciting with all of our Sydney friends.
Ruby and us.
Yeah, exactly. It's good stuff. But that means we don't have much time to play video games.
No, that's fair.
Well, we actually do, actually. No, that's not true.
We've been doing nothing but play Mario Kart 8. What are you saying?
Let me walk that back.
That's allowed.
I'm taking over this review.
That's fair.
So we've been playing heaps of Mario Kart 8 while we're in Sydney, sometimes with our Sydney friends.
It's also good pointing out that we actually brought the Wii U. Because prior to this trip, we were like, we got to play games for Thumb Cramps. Right. It's got to be done.
We got to play games.
And we're like, well, we'll bring the Wii U because there's a bunch of fun Wii U games. We got a Wii U. We might as well use it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, 15 obviously. Wii U games, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. How many Wii U games? We've been here about, like, maybe 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many Wii U games have we played? Let's count them. Zero.
Yes.
What games have we played?
Mario Kart 8.
Is that on Switch?
And Pod Racer and Plonko Block Knockers.
Yeah. Right.
On Switch, yes, on Switch.
Plonko Bonk Knockers.
That's it.
Actually, only me and JD have played Croco Block Knockers.
Conker Bonk Knockers.
I'm going to be playing Conker Bonk Knockers.
I was editing an episode of Shut Up A Second, which you can get at any good podcasting app, and I was listening to you guys play Conker Bonk Knockers, and I was so jealous. I'm like, God damn, I'm in this goddamn podcast, and you guys are just seeing titties. reason. Yeah. Because I heard you guys sort of, I don't know, be like, haha, this is funny. And then you guys both went, no! But you guys had obviously hit tit.
We revealed the boob. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We did hit tit.
Jackson went to open Clonkabonk Nonkers. and so I could play it,
yeah.
But then it just wasn't working. And so instead of just persisting, he was like, well.
Yeah, it was
I called it there.
A simple hit.
No Congo Bongos for us.
No Gronk Flonkers.
No Gronk's new groove.
Donkey Kong Jungle Beat was left in the past. Yeah.
Nobody played Crank Yankers.
Yeah, but we have all been playing Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. That but is, in yeah. particular, you two, because I've also been editing and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah. I've had to edit a little bit more than you two, so you've had a bit more free time than me. Yeah,
absolutely, and you got to kill that time somehow.
Yeah, we were doing, so we started off normal style. You know how it goes.
Oh, absolutely. Upper normal style.
Yeah. Missionary Mario Kart.
For some reason, the default, when you start a new, join a new controller,
yeah.
the default setting is to have auto steering on. Mm. So for the first two games, I was like, God damn, I'm so much better at Mario Kart than I remember being.
It was funny. The first race we did, it was like, well, this is going to be competitive. Wow. All right. Okay.
And then Joel noticed a little antenna on the back of my car. And he goes, you've got auto steering. And I got what?
And then we were like, Hayden, you finished 8th and the computer was playing for
there
you.
There was a time where I got frustrated, because I'm obviously very bad at Mario Kart. Got frustrated. Turned auto steering back on and came 12th.
It's weird playing Mario Kart with the two of you, because I'm experiencing something that I've never really ever experienced mm-hmm, before. Mm-hmm. That I'm quite good at a game.
Yeah.
That you're two coming aren't first as, consistently.
I'm consistently coming first, and that's so unusual for
I've
me.
I've gotten a double or two, though. I don't want to.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But just on average. And I don't know the protocol because I've never been in this position. Mm.
I thought you were going to say you've experienced, because another thing you've experienced is me and Hayden play this video game like I'm a bully.
Yeah.
Where we'll be going around corners and then all of a sudden I'll be like, hey, no, notice you're 8th, and everyone's like, how are you looking at two screens at the same time?
But it's also the thing where in a way it's sad because I feel like I miss out on the trash talk.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all the cool shit's happening behind me, and I'm like,
you did try, because Joel won one game and you tried to trash talk, but you were G'ing up Joel by accident. Because Joel was like, hey Hayden, where'd you come? I came first. And Jack's like, yeah. Look at him, he came first.
He's so good.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm bad at it. I'm normally trash talk that. That's what I'm used to.
He's just a nice little fella.
Yeah, I'm used to playing some competitive FPS and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. How do I throw a grenade? And then we all explode. That's what I'm used to.
But we have, so after normal style, we started messing around with like the custom game types.
Yeah.
So doing a lot of 150cc, the only items you have. We did a couple of versions.
Mm.
I think the best version we did, 150cc, only blue shells on Baby Park.
And it's funny, because I saw this like when they added in the latest sort of like expansion pack or whatever. They're like, oh, you can customize the items.
I reported on that.
Oh, my God.
Journalism. Whoa. No.
That was like how a motorbike might talk.
You want to hear this? Yeah. You ready? Ready? Yeah.
Oh, we're ready.
Let's hear it from a motorbike.
Mario Kart 8.
That's how a motorbike would ask to play Mario Kart 8.
That's awesome.
But yeah, all blue shells, because you have all the CPU players as well. So it's just all blue shell all the time. It's a normal race until everyone hits the first item boxes, and then it's just chaos, and it's impossible to play.
It's so good.
The strategy is try and come third or fourth, but then even then, you're still getting hit with the blasts, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself, you're like, I'm in first place. Oh, no. And then literally 8 or 9 blue shells will hit you at once.
And it's so awesome being behind and watching those shells careen past you.
And they sort of like all morph together because of the animation. Like they don't hit each other, obviously. So they're just, it's just lots and lots of spinning blue shells and just it just goes white.
And the sound is a bit distorted. So it goes like,
and it's great because you can't, like, the first shell knocks you around and slows you down.
Yeah.
But the subsequent shells, because they hit you with the, during the knocking you down animation, They don't do anything to you.
Yeah.
But you're blinded by the like eight explosions that are happening on top of you.
Yeah.
So you just don't know where you are.
Or you get eight explosions and you'd be like, oh, I think I'm good. Drive a little bit. Eight more explosions. Like, I'm not even coming first anymore. I'm third now. Why am I getting even eight more
what
blue
is shells? Happening?
And there is a little bit of, you know, you come first and you're like, hey, maybe I can outrun them.
Yeah, every time you're in first place, so, you're like,
you know,
I think I got this.
I'm gonna gun it. Maybe I can make it to three more laps without getting blue shelled. Hey, you can't.
No, you can't. You'll never escape them. And we've also done on baby parks. I mean, obviously,
it's the best one for messing about.
Yeah, and it's just the best track in Mario.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sort of hands down. You know, it's a park for babies.
It's literally just everything. It's just a tiny little. It's a tiny little zero.
Yeah,
you're seven laps of that.
It's perfect.
All Bullet Bill.
Eight.
No,
eight
seven.
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 Yeah.
Seven.
Fake gamer.
Fake gamer.
Don't you say that to a woman?
Oh no.
The only woman on this podcast.
No, that's true. I'm so, oh, no.
Yeah. Fix it. Look me in the eyes.
I can't.
Look me in the eyes and fix it.
It makes me too uncomfortable. I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
But Baby Park with full Bullet Bill is
yeah,
awesome
only
as well.
Bullet Bill.
Because when you get Bullet Bill, when you're billing, you... Yeah. You
collect
will
items.
Inevitably hit further question blocks,
yeah.
which give you another bill.
Yeah.
So you're billing around a corner. You come, you
infinite
back,
bill.
You're infinite bill. You're a cart on a cart for 5 seconds.
And you bill again.
Then you bill again. Yeah. So it becomes not really a game about racing. Yeah,
that's a kind of nice name.
Bill again.
Yeah, Billigan.
Billigan.
Little Billigan. Baby Billigan.
Billigan's Island. Anyway,
no, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
Mm. But yeah, if you have to really time it right, because if you get thrown out of Bullet Bill on a corner, you just, you know, you don't hit a box.
Well, and everybody else has a Bullet Bill.
Yeah, so and then it's really hard to catch up.
You try and rearrange yourself as everybody's already five laps ahead of you.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to be Bill again. Too sweet. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah.
I think maybe the most fun, the least chaotic but most fun ratio is, I think, red shell, three red shells, and then the eight one, which is ends up being eight red shells plus a blue shell. So it's a mess.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to make Mario Kart as hard to play as possible. We also played a little bit of it with a friend of the show, Alexi Toliopoulos, and we played the Sydney level with him specifically. And
he loved the Sydney level.
He was just like,
he was giving us a tour of Sydney.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I knew some people who used to work in this building. Like, oh, cool.
He kept on just being like, this is so beautiful. Like, this is really beautiful and
genuine,
nice.
Man.
He is very genuine.
And then after the level finished, he was like, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And I was like, do you want to go back? And he's like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, we can do Sydney again.
And he's
man.
Like, where's the Melbourne level? It's like, oh, there's no Melbourne level.
Have you done the Sydney level?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you want to?
Yeah,
tonight?
We should. Yeah. Tonight
we should. Absolutely.
We'll do it. And I think it'll be really nice.
I think it will be nice.
Yeah.
In many ways, I'm jealous. Like, I think it would be nice to be represented in Mario
Kart.
That'd
be so cool.
Yeah. You are.
By
Toad?
Toad?
You're a Toad guy.
You know, one of the Bowser kids.
Okay.
Maybe the most, like, kind of
weird
looking
one. Which
Bowser
kid?
Bunko?
Yep. You had someone in mind. I got Toad and Bunko, which I'm not happy about.
My brain went through about 15, and I was trying to, like, my brain was, like, trying to rule out the most insulting one. I'll just stick with the first one that came to my head. Luigi!
Oh, that's the worst one.
They're all bad because they're all pretty boring. Except Bunko, I guess, because I don't know who Bunko is.
Is Bunko real?
Yeah, Bunko's real.
It could be.
Is Bunko real?
Look, I'll show you a picture.
Please
Mario
Google it. Bunko real.
Yeah, here's a picture of Bunko. I'll pull him up on my
Bunko
laptop.
Real.
It's like Graggle Simpson.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's Peter Griffin hentai you're showing
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Why do you have that on your desktop?
Yeah, my God. No, I mean, hey, you know Mario Kart 8 is good.
Yeah, it's good. We didn't really get sick of it.
No, yeah, and I want to play it more.
I'll play it more tonight.
Like,
I'll do
it. It's kind of amazing that I don't feel like I need another Mario Kart really ever. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just keep playing this one forever. They're going to keep making tracks. Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's so funny that people are like, oh, but where's Mario Kart 9? It's like, well, like, what else do you want?
Yeah. Like,
and there's another five characters coming that we know of.
Yeah.
So like,
Birdo got added.
Yeah.
And then
there's four or five more spaces. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be Kongs. That's my opinion.
Really? All Kongs?
Oh. It's not like an expert opinion. It's like what I want.
Can you list the Kongs we're getting?
I want a funky Kong.
Great
choice.
I
want a lanky Kong.
Yeah.
I want a cranky Kong.
Nice.
And I'm going to go with Candy Kong.
Candy Kong.
Because that would be stiff for Diddy to miss out, but there is five spots, so we'll add him into
the
fifth. Oh, okay. Well,
you
like,
hate Diddy.
Thinking realistically.
Yeah.
They would start with Diddy.
Yeah, I think Diddy's next, but I think Funky as
but
well.
But I think Funky would
Funky's
be the... I might be wrong. This might be like just completely doo-doo wrong. But like my hunch...
Yeah.
is they'll potentially go in the direction of like linking it with the Mario movie somehow.
Yeah, okay.
Mario's dad.
Yeah, Mario's dad.
Mario's mom.
Mario's mom.
Normal Donkey Kong, but he does a Seth Rogen laugh.
What is it? I know one of you can do a Seth Rogen laugh.
I just did it.
I can't. I'm not even going to try.
I did it once, but I can't do it again.
There we go.
There we go. You could. In the end, you could do it.
No, I can't do it.
I think Funky Kong.
Yeah.
I think Funky Kong, Cranky Kong, and Diddy Kong.
Mm. Is there a Daddy Kong?
Cranky's an old man.
Cranky Kong.
Oh, do you mean one name?
Cranky's the dad.
I don't know. So the Super Mario Brothers movie changed the lore.
Yeah, it did.
Whoa.
Because Cranky Kong is Donkey Kong's grandfather, but in the movie, he's his dad.
Yeah. Maybe they're like Donkey Kong Jr., which I know is just young Donkey Kong.
No, but it's not. That's the thing. Donkey Kong Jr. is meant to be Donkey Kong Country's dad.
Yeah, wasn't there some weird thing where Diddy Kong is actually the dad and someone went back in time or something?
No, I think that's made up.
No.
You went onto a wrong part of the internet and got tricked.
I say no.
Wasn't there some game and he talked to Cranky Kong and then it's your... something, and they messed it up, so it means that Diddy Kong is the dad?
Donkey Kong, the Donkey Kong we know and love is Donkey Kong the third.
Yeah, and Donkey Kong Jr. is his dad. And Cranky Kong is the Donkey Kong Jr.'s dad.
In Donkey Kong Jr., the game, two Marios have Cranky Kong in a cage. And at the end of every level, like how Donkey Kong will climb up the building... Yeah. The two Marios take the cage off the stage.
Yeah.
Who are those two Marios?
Is it Mario and Luigi?
The Mario Brothers.
They're both Mario.
Because in the Mario movie, he had multiple siblings,
I guess it's just another Mario, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that they didn't have, like, funky kind of out there clothes.
Yeah, that's true.
Jackson and I had some hot speculation about what they'll do, because they'll need a big character to end, like, Mario Kart with, the same way that they kind of went big with what's his name from that game from Smash Bros.
Link?
No, Cloud. What's his name?
I don't know who you
Sora.
Mean.
How the last character in Smash Bros. Was Sora.
Right.
I think the last character in... Well, we think the last character in Mario Kart will be someone from a different franchise.
Like it'll have to be Nintendo.
Samus?
No,
we
but like
thinking?
A Samus or a Captain Falcon.
Because they've got Link, the Animal Crossing characters.
The Inkling kids. Yeah.
And the Inkling
could have
kids.
Kirby too.
They could have Kirby.
Be fun.
This is purely because I know how much Miyamoto seems to love it.
Mm-hmm.
But like maybe Olimar?
Yeah,
or a
Pikmin.
Or
yeah,
a Pikmin.
Pikmin would be fun.
Because
Pikmin would be
love Pikmin.
Yeah. Pikmin to really
love Pikmin.
Me too.
Pikmin
I'm a huge Pikmin guy all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Pikmin would be clever as the last character, because you could just have it as like an individual Pikmin, but then similar to how like Shy Guys and stuff work,
colors.
It would be like different Pikmin.
What would be your dream racer for them to add? That deserves to the table.
Thank you so much.
I was looking at Ruby when I said it. So. Speed Racer, good choice.
Daniel Ricciardo. But like hyper realistic.
Yeah, I want Senna so I can mourn.
I want an empty car.
Or like my dad.
My dad
really likes Mario Kart and Gran Turismo.
I think it would
Forza.
Be nice for them to put your dad
What
in
about
there?
A copy of Mario Kart as the last racer?
Or like the
Yeah,
the
like
cartridge?
Like the case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With arms and legs.
Yeah.
And they're kind of messed up, like in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, fleshy and horrible.
Yeah. But I think I would love to see Samus in it. And the two most recent Metroid games have sold better than any games in the series. So.
Yeah.
But then also Kirby is killing it at the moment, too.
Yeah, so. Kirby could be in there. Landed very well.
Yeah. I think Pauline. I hope Pauline gets a car.
I reckon Pauline will get in on it.
Oh, yeah.
I want
true.
Pauline to get more screen time.
They're
Pauline's
kind
cool.
Of doing you can, like a little bit.
She's
also,
a mayor.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome.
You play Pauline in another game, so why not fuck her in?
She's in local government. Like, that's cool as hell.
She's like just a normal lady.
Yeah,
as well.
I know.
Like, she worked for her. Like, look, I hate to say this, but like, Daisy and Peach, like, I love them.
Yeah.
But they are just princesses.
Yeah.
Like, they were just, you know,
they're never
the
really given a great deal of personality.
And Rosalina is simply just a star lady princess. Pauline. You know, worked for it.
Yeah, exactly.
She worked for her position.
She got kidnapped by an ape and survived.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Rare.
She got kidnapped by an ape and somehow turned that into a mayoral campaign.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive.
An ape had me vote for me.
She has a job.
Yeah.
You know?
Pauline's cool as hell. Put her in a car.
Yeah.
Let her drive. Let that woman drive.
Give her a vehicle.
Well, yeah, it's a very exciting time to be into Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah, exactly. Game's still good. Five thumbs.
I agree. Five thumbs.
Yeah,
five
thumbs. A reminder that if it is, could potentially be a game of the year 7, and if it is your game of the year 10.
I don't think it could be my game of the year. There's so many games.
There is so many games.
Yeah.
I'm confused what you meant about 7 and 10, but I'm going to ignore it. No.
Wise.
No game of the year.
No game of the year. No. Nagotti.
My not game of the year.
Yeah. So, yeah, five thumbs. What have you been playing, JD?
Great question. I've actually been dabbling in a game that's also selling quite well, considering its franchise is like well known, but does not do numbers.
Yeah,
I've been playing the Mega Man Battle Network Collection.
Oh,
A game that I played a lot when I was in high school, through nefarious means, because I was a high school student and ROMs and emulators were all about town. Nintendo, if you're listening, I would never do that again.
Obviously.
Now, do not blacklist this podcast. We are wonderful boys who are just happy to spread video game reviews into our schools.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. No Fs, no Jeffs here, Nintendo. Mm-hmm. We're just as family-friendly as you. But yeah, the Legacy Collection released a couple of weeks ago, and I was really keen to get it again and just jump back in to see what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, but it's confusing. Yeah, and
that is honestly how I felt. Found every Mega Man game I've ever played.
See, the RPG one, which is Mega Man Battle Network, the one I'm playing, I remember the combat being like really satisfying, but now when I've gone back to it, I'm like, it's pretty simple.
Okay.
And I think that I should have just played Mega Man X for a Mega Man hit.
Yeah,
I think Mega Man X will have my name written all over it. I am still having a good time. I'm currently stuck in an oven, which I understand is at the start of the game.
Okay.
Because the whole thing is you can jack in. You can jack into stuff.
Sounds like my kind of game.
Yeah, okay.
You can put your Mega Man in things.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. And yeah, you hang out in you put your Mega Man in your computer for a bit, and that's chill. And then later on, you come down, and your mom's being tricked by a terrorist, which is heavy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And it made her oven explode. So you got to jack in. You got to put your Mega Man in the oven to fight the fire virus.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm having a pretty good time.
Yeah. It sounds great.
Okay.
I think what'll happen is the more I play it, I don't think I've quite hit the threshold of it like clicking and me being used to it again.
Oh yeah.
And it does have the early 2000s RPG for like setbacks that at the time felt awesome, but now you're like, come on. Mm. So like. Random encounters, but there's no like indication on the map of where they just happen.
A wonderful addition to RPGs, can I just say?
Yeah.
Like being able to tell where the random encounter is, you know?
Yeah.
You see the Pokemon, you're like, I'm going around that Pokemon. You see the monster or whatever, you're like, not today.
Yeah.
It's nice.
There is like a wild amount of abilities and weapons, and because like Mega Man Battle Network also has like kind of a deck building element to it too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, at first, very straightforward and simple, but as you get further on, you're like, oh man, this, because the way the combat works is you get given 5 cards from your deck randomly, and those are all attacks, and you can only equip one per turn at a time, unless they're the same type of card, and every card has a letter on it, or the same letter.
Okay.
So, like... Mm-hmm. For example,
Tweedledum and Tweedledean over here. It's like your heads are knocking together like coconuts.
What the hell is happening?
What the hell is going on?
Just going outside.
What the hell?
What the hell is going on?
Imagine a playing card that says gun and then has the letter A in the corner.
Why?
Because this will...
What the hell?
Do you know what they're talking
about? I'm talking about the
What the hell is going on, Rudy?
What the hell is happening right now?
I get it. Yeah. You get a card that has gun on it. If you have another card that has gun on it, you can use them both.
Yes. But if you have a card that has gun
on it and L at the top, and then the you knife have that has L on the top, you
can also use both
too.
Of those. Yes,
I'm across it.
Yeah,
and
you
I'm
understand.
Famously moronic.
I was joking, not getting it, and now I think I really don't.
You made it worse, actually.
It's fine. It's fine.
The way the combat works is...
Cards. Yeah, I get it.
So if you have a card that's gun, mm-hmm. and it says A, and they have a card...
No, they don't have cards. You just
okay,
have cards.
Let me give you a scenario. You tell me what you think will work. I have a card that says gun, and it has an L at the top.
What, the
and
L
I have a card
for?
That says
wait.
Gun.
What is the L?
The L doesn't stand for.
Don't worry
for
about the. You know what? I have a card that says gun, uh-huh. and okay. it has a star at the top.
Oh.
And I have another card that says gun, but okay. it's got a clover at the top.
Uh huh.
Can I use both those cards?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you be able to use those cards?
Give me those cards.
Yes. Wait, are you given a turn that has like a like. An L, and you can only use an L card.
Mega Man's good.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, Mega Man's you know good.
Mega Man's good. His hand's a gun. So, yeah, all right.
His hand is a gun, and I'm in the oven because of terrorists.
Silly, yeah, sick. Cool stuff.
I had to pick up a computer program that yeah. extinguishes fires, but I could only use it 7 times, and I used it the wrong 7 times, so now I have to pick it up again. That's where I'm
what
at.
Are you talking about?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
What is going on?
Oh, no.
What the hell?
What the hell's going on?
Sydney has been kind to me, and I like video games, yeah. and I will continue to play this game, but... Nice. I hope that it clicks for me, and yeah. I hope I never have to explain it again.
You and did a really bad job of it. So.
How many thumbs would you give it?
I reckon at the moment, it's either 3 thumbs and a knock or 4 thumbs. I will say that because it's a collection, you can't buy the games individually. It is wildly expensive
oh,
for
yeah.
someone
how
who
much?
Has... All 10 games are 86. They are yeah. split in half there, so you can get the first 5 for, I think, like 50.
That's still quite a bit.
Mm. Yeah, because these are like Game Boy Advance games that have been ported.
Yeah, right. Mm.
So if they were selling them individually, it would be a far stronger recommend. But
yeah,
you have to buy 5 at a time. So if you've never played them before, it is...
It's a commitment, yeah.
It's a bit overwhelming, too. If you're like, I'm getting into Mega Man, and then you're like,
what
am I doing
with these cards?
This card says gun and has a star. What is going on? You have to go for a walk, stand in the street, scratch your head.
What? What the hell is
what
going on?
Well, video games always this confusing, or am I just dumb now? What's going on?
What the hell is happening? What the hell's going on right now?
Yeah, look, if you played RPGs before, it's not... The difficulty curve isn't that wild, but it does have that, like, hurdle straight off the bat, which a lot of RPGs do. You have to, like, figure out what the hell is going on.
Absolutely,
yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, you put your Mega Man and things and you jack in. That's pretty good.
That sounds awesome, dude.
I hope I'm able to bring the terrorist to justice that set my mom's
put
oven
a fire or virus yeah. in the oven.
Yeah.
And use the gun card, but yeah. not the one that has an L on it?
No, you can use...
Only the one with the L on it.
No,
right?
no.
It's actually about how many cards you have.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Okay, so... Every card has 2 values.
Wait.
Value 1 is what type of card it is, i.e.
playing card, birthday card.
Gun.
Okay. So gun's the type of card.
Yeah, gun is the type of...
Or it could be knife.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's like gun and
don't
knife.
Bring knife into
no,
it.
No, knife is you important knife. Though. You need knife. So there's gun.
Yep.
And in your turn, if you have 2 guns in your hand, you can play both guns.
Uh-huh.
But only if they've got the same letter.
No.
What
no.
is the letter?
No.
Wait.
What is L?
You
Just tell me what L is and I think I'll get it.
No. it could be star.
But okay, what so do you
then
mean?
What does star stand for?
It doesn't
star what?
Okay, so
why is L the shape?
Every card has two values. One of the values is the type of card it is, and the other value is whatever symbol is on the coin.
Okay.
So you can play two cards that are the same type, so two guns, or you can play two cards that have the same symbol.
Yeah. Oh, so you can play
a gun and a knife if they both had a heart.
Yes.
Or you could do a heart gun and a L gun.
No. Yes. Wait,
yes. We got it.
You did it. You're ready to play Mega Man.
Yeah. And like, it's not just limited to two. So say your entire hand.
What?
No. Wait.
Oh my god.
Say your hand.
Wait. Can I do it?
Yeah.
So say you have two guns and a knife, mm-hmm. and the one of your gun cards has the same symbol as the knife card,
mm-hmm.
But you know you got those two guns and they're both guns, so you could play all those three.
If you're mixing and matching types, they all have to have the star, for example.
Maybe now I don't understand.
No. Okay. No.
When do you play them? You say your turn. Isn't it a single player game? When's the turn?
Well, then you got an enemy.
Okay, that makes sense.
I didn't even explain because you're not playing the cards. You're like loading them into Mega Man.
Yeah, which Paper Mario was it with the cards? Was it Color Splash?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I played all of the Paper Mario games. So
I haven't played Color Splash. It's not Sticker Star. Actually, Color Splash is the only one I haven't played, so that would make sense.
Because Sticker Star had the stickers.
Yeah. It's cool that you can get these cool stickers you can only use once.
Yeah.
But then they had the cards in Color Splash. And then in the Origami King, it was you had like a wheel. It was like a puzzle game and the fighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The time they got it the most right was Thousand Year Door.
Yeah.
Yes.
A turn-based still RPG with fun timing elements.
I'm a freak who likes Super Paper Mario. That game was awesome.
I thought Super Paper Mario was really good. The only thing is I had the Wii version and I literally I found a bug.
Mm.
That was like, it only happened in like a handful of copies where like a chest that you needed to get a key from just doesn't show up.
Oh, that's a cool ending bug.
So like I could not progress anymore.
That sucks.
And I never finished that game.
That sucks.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. I have Super Paper Mario if you want to borrow it.
I do like it.
Yeah. I don't know if mine has this glitch though. It might.
We'll see.
Hope not.
Yeah, me too. So you want me to try and explain?
No. Ruby, what have you been playing?
Oh, wait. Yeah, so three thumbs and a knock. It's only losing that knock because of the fact that you have to buy the collection to play.
That's very fair.
Ruby, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Honkai Star Rail.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the new game from HoYoverse,
mm-hmm.
Formerly known as miHoYo,
mm-hmm.
Who are the creators of Genshin Impact.
All right. And just quickly, Hayden, what mm-hmm. did that mean to you?
Genshin Impact is a video game where you run around
uh-huh.
and you can buy different outfits for your guy with real money. That's true.
Kind of.
No, that's not kind of. You can.
Yeah. But, like, not really.
No, yes, you can.
Hayden's going back outside. What the hell is going on? You've
seen it. You can buy clothes for your guy with real money. It's not part.
Not really.
What do you, yes, you, but you can.
Have you played Genshin Impact?
No.
I have.
But I've seen someone on Twitch do it and they bought the... Okay.
Did they buy an outfit for one of their characters with like a certain currency?
Yeah, dollars.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. No, because I don't... I like actively work to not spend money in these games because like I want to be able to, I have a really bad habit of spending money on mobile games.
Yeah.
I will bring it up and then never talk about it again. I had a very, very severe spending addiction in Kim Kardashian's Hollywood app.
Oh, really?
I spent so much money that when I deleted the app so I wouldn't spend money anymore and re-downloaded it, I decided to restore purchases and I was horrified. So many gems and I got so scared. But then I bought a whole bunch of sexy outfits and I felt so much better about myself. But with Genshin Impact and with now Honkai Star Rail, I make an active effort to not spend money.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
Because, you know, with grinding, like, you can get enough, like, gems or in Honkai Star Rail, Stellar Jades, to get, you know, go through the gacha system and get the characters and whatnot. I'm like not super tied to certain characters, except for this one character who I got. If I hadn't have gotten her, then I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But the fact that I did get her, she's now my favorite. Mm-hmm. Her name is Hook. And she's like a little girl with like this big fire claw. And I'm like, cool. That's sick.
That is sick.
But I don't go like, oh, you know, good luck with the draw. Like, I'm really gunning for this one because, like, you know, it's just a game, right?
Yeah. For sure.
And so I actively work to, like, not spend money in these games because I know if I start, I will not be able to stop.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And so I haven't spent any money in Honkai Star Rail yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still able to get lots and lots of characters and really enjoy myself. If you are a problem spender, I would recommend not playing games like this.
Andrew Levins, if you are listening, do not download.
Do not play.
Pay that hand, Levins.
But, like, you know, it's just, you know, some choice advice. If you are a problem spender, do not play games that are free to play, but then offer you, you know, cute anime women.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is just roll the dice for them. But it rocks. Okay, outside of, you know, the monetary stuff.
Yeah.
Because I got to start with that because, like, I wrote a guide on, like, how to get started in Honkai Star Rail. And I have people comment on it being, like, how can you, you know, advertise this game? Like, if it was... I would love to be paid...
in the pocket of big honky tonk Skyrail or whatever this is.
Honky tonk Skyrail. God, honky tonk Skyrail money, I would be living luxuriously and I would not write for a video games website anymore.
I would love to shill for a company. You know, people are like, oh, you're a shill. If DC was paying me to talk shit about Marvel, that sounds awesome.
Oh my God, I would do it because you know what? In this economy?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? They're moving. Movies for babies anyway.
Exactly.
I don't care. Being a shill is good and funny.
Yeah. But people were like, oh, you know, how can you talk about this game? It's like, you know, obviously all games that have microtransactions set people up to buy them, right? Because they seem like the best option. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of that. But if I personally... can find a way to play a free-to-play game without spending any money, even though, you know, it's built to entice you to do so.
Sure, yeah.
And I like that game, then I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why not?
And so forth, Honkai Star Rail is sick. It's got the visuals of Genshin Impact with, like, a more sci-fi feel.
Oh, yeah.
And the battle system... of, I would describe it as kind of Persona-like.
Whoa.
Which I really dig. You know, it's like a turn-based system where you've got like two main moves and then one ultimate move.
Yeah, okay.
And it rocks. It's sick. And then some characters...
Any cards with two types?
Yeah.
No.
And you have two guns and that's one gun?
No, it's
so
not
it's
a game
an
for
easy,
geniuses. You don't need a PhD
game.
To play this game.
It's not a game that requires you to think too much.
Yeah, that's good.
And sometimes I like that. But the dialogue is really funny and I wasn't expecting it to be because in Genshin Impact, your character is very much just like, I am the hero, I say hero things. I can be a little snarky if I want to, but otherwise, I am just responding to any questions or statements that are thrown at me. But your character in this game is a bitch. there have been a number of times where like a character has like posed a question to me and all of the answers were mean. Like, it was so funny.
That's awesome.
It's like, oh, are you seriously asking me that, or is that something a dum-dum would ask? It's so funny. But then like the dialogue is just so clever, and I wasn't expecting it to be, just because Genshin, you know, Genshin's not dumb. It's just like I wasn't really absorbed in what's going on. But Honkai's funny.
Yeah.
And it looks great, and I love the turn-based battle system, because then I don't really have to
it's like not super active kind of in a good way.
I'm just like, I can take my time with make sure I'm choosing the right party members, because they're all elemental, so you got to like match the elements up with the weaknesses and whatnot. And there aren't any like outwardly super annoying characters, which is a huge plus over Genshin, because Genshin Impact had arguably one of the most annoying characters alive, called Paimon, who followed you around everywhere. She spoke in third person, she'd always say, Paimon thinks this. And I was like,
Paimon meant to be funny?
Kind of. Or like a little funny cute.
Yeah. Can you attack Paimon?
No. Because she kind of just like will go away. She's just like magic away and then magic back and be like, Paimon hungry.
Oh my God.
I am done with you.
That reminds me of every time anybody's like, watch this anime clip. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then I'll watch like 2 minutes and be like, what the hell was that?
What the hell's going on?
What the hell? I do not understand what I just saw. And I'll look in the comments and everyone will be like, this is so funny. And I'll be like, am I sick? What's going on?
Did someone send you a Nichijou clip?
I don't know, probably.
Oh my God. Yeah, because that sounds like a response to you.
What is that? But it's so many different animes, and everyone's like, so funny. And I'm like, is it?
Where's the joke?
What's point the to the joke? Bits, I don't point get
to the
bits it.
Where you're supposed to laugh.
So when Jesse and James and Meowth disappear into
that's
the sky.
Funny, dude. The cat's a wise guy.
The episode is funny because James has a breastplate on and he's giving him big old boobies.
Well, that's funny. I get why Team Rocket are funny.
And this episode's funny because the Safari Zone guy, he pulls a handgun on Ash.
I get why that's funny. Because Ash is so scared.
It's funny because I would be scared. Anyone would be scared.
And he's a 10-year-old boy.
It's relatable.
With a gun in his mouth.
Oh, I get it.
I'm laughing.
Oh, man.
This is also God, not an invitation to send me clips of anime that you were like, no, he just hasn't seen a funny one.
Also, if you're listening, don't send it to Thumb Cramps anyway, because I will see it and I'll understand what you're referencing and I will not engage. And
maybe do send it to Thumb Cramps, then we'll ignore it.
Yeah.
Get it out
send
of your system.
Send it to me and I will try to explain to Jackson why it's funny. I will put myself through that trial tribulation.
Thank you for that.
It's funny to me. So it's... You know, there's a lot to love about it. Like, the only thing is that, you know, much like any free-to-play mobile-first game with microtransactions, if you are in a place where, you know, you very easily spend that kind of money, it won't be good.
Yeah, sure. Do not play.
I would honestly just say do not play.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I say that as somebody who spent... unthinkable and like I can't even remember how much money on Kim Kardashian's Hollywood app. Like, well,
Kim needs the money.
Kim needs the money. He's struggling.
I gave that woman a drop in the ocean, but in my eyes, it was a change in the weather. You know what I mean? Like, it was too much. So that's something.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're away with words.
How many thumbs for a honky tonk piano show?
Well, that's an entirely different story, actually. I'm a big jazz fan. Yeah,
nice.
I was about to scat just then, and then I was like, I'm not going to...
Please do.
I stopped myself from
I'm
saying
I'm really proud of you.
I
saw you swallow, though.
Yeah. Can I?
Yeah, do a little scat.
Just, oh, you're just scat.
You're a musical guest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I'll scat through the rest of my little chat about Honkai Star Skibidi Bop. Anytime I trip over my words, I will start to scat.
Yeah.
Okay, so in I'm really enjoying Honkai Star Rail Skibidi Bop, and there's a lot of it that I really enjoy. I would say that the only thing that kind of I'm maybe not liking about it is it feels a little constrictive in terms of like moving around, but maybe I guess that's because I'm like boobity-bop used to like I'm used to Genshin Impact where you can just like move around.
Sure.
But then again, like I can sometimes get a little overwhelmed with open worlds anyway.
Yeah, totally.
I'm absolutely the same.
Mm. Right?
Too big, I'm going home.
Yeah, fair enough.
Out of the computer.
turning it off.
Yeah.
I do like it. My only downside is like, you know, I'm well aware that microtransactions can be predatory.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so I would probably give it like four thumbs.
Yeah, that's fair. That's good.
I like when you did the F one. You know, I feel like you don't hear many F's in scat. It was refreshing.
I feel like people should be a bit more like creative with it.
Yes, right.
It's jazz, baby. Oh. Right. What's the time? Yeah, 4 minutes before.
We are rapidly
time.
Approaching the very strict quiet hours of our accommodation.
Yeah.
Well, oh my god, yeah. Someone has just snuck in just before quiet time started.
Hey everybody, it's me, Mr.
Ads. Oh, Mr.
Thank
Ads.
You so much,
hey,
Mr.
Thank
Ads.
You for being so quiet.
I'm actually not being quiet. I was punched in the throat on the way in.
That's fair. Oh. I don't know what you did, but I think you probably deserved
it. Well, he ran us off the road.
Yeah,
that was Mrs. Tad's, wasn't it?
Wasn't me. It was Mrs. Tad's with some advertisements.
Oh my god.
I'm here to give you a good old-fashioned honest ads.
Okay, let's hear him, Mr. Ads.
Nice. Thank you, Mr. Ads.
Some ads. All right. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you, Mr. Ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Great ads.
Great ads.
Better than the Tads we have. Yeah.
They're really soothing, actually. Yeah. Maybe it was because Mr. Ads was so quiet about it.
Because he got punched in the throat.
He got punched in the throat. We didn't ask him why.
I wonder who did that to him.
But you're right, Hayden. He probably did. So.
Yeah.
He's a shifty character.
Yeah. He's shady. He's got the big bag, the big sack that's his ads.
Sacko ads, yeah. Mm.
Well, Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Ruby, Hayden.
Yes.
We're at the most...
Joel, you deserved it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Ruby. Go on.
We're at the, what many would say, the most unpredictable and chaotic segment of the show. It's where we head to the thumbcramspod@gmail.com inbox. And we read out emails from you, listeners, and they're always...
Sensible
and about video games.
So
starting off this evening, we've revealed we're recording at night, so...
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Subject, Jackson's shitting doppelganger. Doppelganger, I should probably say.
Shitting doppelganger. All right.
Warm salutations to my video game boyfriends and esteemed guests. Today I saw Jackson do a big shit in the alleyway.
I didn't think you did.
Oh, what?
I was driving to work and looked out my window to see a striking visage of one Jackson Bailey looking like a deer in headlights as he shat on the ground.
Oh my god.
Overalls around his ankles.
Overalls.
It was so you. I believe that. Yeah.
It was an experience so striking that I think God is telling me to either leave Thumb Cramps behind or maybe get a Sans Pants Plus subscription.
Get the plus.
Yeah, get the plus.
It's good value.
Yeah.
My question to you is, boys, are you in the American Midwest or has Jackson managed to reproduce asexually to create clones?
Yeah, I fell out of my bed wrong in mitosis.
Oh, my mitosis.
Oh, damn it. And that one just ran away.
Yeah. I once took a shit on a highway.
Oh, that's awesome. Please, yeah. You on the drive up.
I was a child.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I was a child and it was... we're coming into quiet time, so I'm going to go into my storytelling voice.
Okay, ooh, I like that. Lovely.
So I was roughly, I'm going to go with maybe 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 9 or 10, we went up to our joint family lake house.
Lovely.
And it's right up the Central Coast's beautiful area, right near all beautiful the beaches. Yeah. Really lovely.
Really nice.
That sounds really
and,
nice.
What happened was...
This is
going
to be a relaxing segment of the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. And what happened was we were driving back. Mm. And as we were driving back, a bunch of bushfires decided to happen in the national park.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No good. Yeah, and you know what? That might sound stressful, but we're not going to be stressed right now.
No.
We're
this is a calming portion of the show.
So there were lots of fires, and that was causing some traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lots of traffic, in fact.
As smoke was billowing into the sky.
Billowing.
Apocalyptic scenes. The sky turns red.
One could say.
But we're relaxed right now.
So chill. One could say there was a metric beep ton.
Oh, I'll have to put in a quiet beep.
Yeah, beep.
Make that the beep.
I will.
That's
I will.
Beep,
that's a good idea.
Of fire. That's right. And so, so what happened was there was a whole lot of traffic, and what is normally I'd say an hour to an hour and a half drive ended up being a 5 to 6 hour drive of just sitting in the car. Just sitting in the car. Yeah, good save. And so what happened was my poor sweet summer soul did not go to the toilet before we went out for the drive, and I felt it coming.
Yeah.
In the words of The Weeknd, I feel it coming, and that was shit out of my arsehole. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah, I get that. Our listeners are on the same page as you.
Do you all know what I mean right now?
I know what you mean.
We know what you mean.
I know what you mean right
That's
now.
That's good.
Did you have to take a shit on the side of the highway while there was a traffic jam, like, parallel?
While there was smoke billowing.
Oh, my God.
I did not want to shit myself.
That's fair
enough. And I was with my baba, I was with my little sister, and I was with my mom. And my baba was like, Ruby, you've just got to do it.
Yeah.
And I was a kid. And so I went to the side of the road. And what the road, and then there was like a barrier.
No,
and then it went down.
Yeah, okay.
Then it went down.
Down as in you could jump over it and not fall to your death? Or
it was like a hill, a slope.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
And so I, no joke, straight up, I just took a shit on the side of the road.
That's awesome.
And there were just cars piled up. So there's a good good, good chance that somebody saw me taking a shit on the side of the road. I was probably somewhere between 8 or 10. Mm-hmm.
Nine, no, I think. That's my
bed. I think I would have been 10 because my little sister was maybe like 1 or 2.
Okay.
And it was during, I think, Coringa National Park bushfires. Okay. So
If you were in that traffic jam,
your shit with all the information.
Yeah, you could go there now. Maybe there'd be like a little tree or something.
A little plaque. Yeah. A plaque, I mean.
It's a little geolocation type. What's it, geocaching?
It's a little geocache.
A little geocache.
I don't know if that was me, the doppelganger, or took a shit in an alley, but I'm sure I would love to meet him and be like, hey, man.
Don't do that anymore.
Yeah, maybe quit it.
You look too much like me.
Next email. The subject is an email about video games.
Oh.
That is very unusual.
This is from Archie Bruce.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello there, super hot, lovely super hot gamer boyfriends and the slightly less hot guests, but don't worry, you are still very cute.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I've been playing God of War Ragnarok. New Game Plus, and it is a blast.
Oh, okay.
My first save was one of the hardest difficulties, and now I'm playing with maxed out gear on easy mode.
Why?
It is so stupidly, stupidly satisfying to absolutely rail enemies, especially the fights that previously took me hours. I am a lore accurate Kratos, and I love it.
Whoa, that's sick.
Amen.
Odin reminds me of a man I did work experience with, and the interactions between Otis and Atreus are freakishly similar to how he spoke to me. Still trips me out a little bit.
Whoa. That's alarming.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Good game.
Yeah.
I hope this sparks more actual video game emails. The sex arc must end. Sincerely, Archie Bruce.
Archie Bruce.
I'm torn because, like, I think it's really beautiful the kind of openness that your listeners have with you, where they're just like, yeah, I jerked it till I calmed.
like you were there.
Yeah, you were there. Your voices were with me as I calmed out of my hole. Yeah. Like, I love that honesty. Nice.
Yeah. Not every podcast has that connection with its listeners. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, it may, some could call it unhealthy.
Not me. I'd say
but I wouldn't.
It's,
some
it's
could.
It's normal and cool, listeners.
It's
don't
really
stress.
Nice,
I think it's a bit beyond a parasocial. I think it's a new kind of relationship.
It's just a relationship.
There's
nothing barer about it.
Yeah, power social, because it's very powerful.
It is. Well, yeah, maybe we'll get more video game related questions.
Yeah.
I literally just finished the first God of War game, the 2018 one, and that was really, really good. And I played it on story mode because I didn't want anything to be difficult for me.
We were playing crawl, coat, block knockers before we turned off enemies.
Because we don't want anything to get between us and the enemy.
How do you turn off enemies?
There's a little switch.
You just turn off enemies on clonk donk knockers.
Yeah, we'll play it off.
So you just donk the nonkers instead of attacking the enemies with the nonkers.
So that's cool. I need to play this game.
We will after this episode. We'll play Kronko Donk.
You'll be shocked at like how, because my first experience with this, with Kronko Ronk Nonkers.
That's right.
Was on this trip also. Thumb Cramps Abroad live from Sydney.
Yeah.
And I was shocked at how addictive the actual puzzle
element
of the
game. It's a really fun game.
It's double satisfying.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I'm so smart, and now I'm horny.
Yeah. My brain is at 100 billion speed, and my dick is rock hard.
Yeah, that's the only hard part about playing the game, trying to hold the controller. Dick. Yeah.
Archie, I don't know if the sex arc is going to happen.
What?
I'm sorry, man.
Archie, this might ease you, because the subject of the final email of today's show is from Riley. Mm-hmm. Subject, not listening to podcasts during sex.
That's good.
Oh, good.
Hiya, Thumbos. I'd never do something psycho like listen to Thumb Cramps while effing or jeffing. Mm. But a few years ago...
What do they stand for?
Great question. We'll never know. If I have my way, schools will never have to find out what F or jeff means. But a few years ago, I did the exact opposite. That's right. thumb cramps was blaring in my ears while I got a vasectomy.
Whoa! That's awesome.
And it takes
the exact opposite.
That basically means you were there giving me moral support when the anesthetic stopped working and I experienced the most excruciating pain of my life.
Whoa.
So thank you.
I could not imagine a worse podcast to listen to. This has been so irritating. Just like they're holding your balls in so much pain. It's like, stop talking about the cards. Who cares? Just
oh no, they're returning to the cards bit. God damn it, I thought we were past. They think it's so funny.
The doctors walked out of the office being like, what the hell is going on?
He's scratching his head.
Doctor, come back. I need anesthetic. What the hell am I doing today?
Am I the doctor or the nurse? What the hell?
Riley then wrote a second paragraph, a real fool's errand of suggesting a game, which is something that we get constantly, and it's always like, hey, Jackson, play this game. It's a game you day. But this one, all right, I'll read exactly what Riley wrote. And to actually be relevant, I guess, I'll mention that I've been playing a video game, Road 96. It's kind of janky, but kind of rules.
Yeah, okay.
Jackson would enjoy hassling the NPCs for about 45 minutes and then get bored. Dusha is a wild card. You should play it. Have a jeffing good one, Riley.
Thank you so much, Riley. I have
Sorry
about your balls. Well, no, I mean mad about you. Sorry about the pain.
On having no more balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, congrats on... It's tubes tight.
Yeah, tubes tight.
No, I think they cut your balls off.
No, not thinking of dogs.
You're thinking of dogs.
Yeah, if you get a vasectomy from a vet, they do that.
Knackering.
It's not bad.
Yeah, you knacker the dog.
It's
called knackering.
It's a word for
testicularization.
No. I was almost saying maiming. That's not right either. It's
Dutch chop.
Dutch chop. There's a word for it.
I'm falling apart at the seams here.
Okay.
What the hell is going on?
Also, I feel like not to
Detascularization.
If you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter @thumbcrampspod. Thank you so much for joining us, Hayden and Ruby.
No
where
worries.
Can we find you?
You can listen to me on
when you're not standing in the street scratching your head saying,
huh?
What?
What?
If you manage to get to this entire episode, hey, you might actually like Shut Up a Second. Yeah. It's a podcast I do with Cass. You guys have all been on it. You'll be on it more. We've recorded some episodes on the road.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very silly. Listen to it wherever you pod.
You can find me on Kotaku Australia, where I write some funny little bits of information, but also I lie. I say lies, but also truth.
What the hell is going on?
And you can also find me on the Kotaku Australia podcast, where we tell you what.
Thank you.
No, you're doing so good. You're doing so good.
Well, we tell you what we've been playing this week and what you could be playing next week. Mm. You can also find me on Twitter @RubyInnes, where I tweet normal things. And you can also find me under a cup, but it's not the cup you were expecting because there were three cups on the table and they were being like shifted around. And then you point at one cup and that cup was empty, and then the actual cup. Yeah, I'm under that and I'm really small and I've got a really high pitched voice and I go, woohoo!
Thank you so much for joining us. Listeners, let us know, was this good?
Yeah.
I think I know the answer.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.